Ladies and gentlemen, Wilco.
Hijinks and Sue podcast number 34. Surviving intense technical difficulties with Ustream, which seems to not actually be working at all. It's a piece of shit. We're also down a man today. Well, not really. We just have a substitute.
Down a woman.
We're down a penis.
We always were.
Oh yeah, that's right.
No, we have the right number of peni. But now we have a pumpkin. Denise isn't here, and so Denise has been replaced by a pumpkin. Which is fitting, you know why? Because a pumpkin's a gourd. And where she's from, they treat those as sacred
royalty.
Cows. Yeah. You can't eat a pumpkin in the Philippines. They will cut your hands off.
Yeah.
They'll actually carve a jack-o'-lantern into your face if you do that. And then they'll force you to eat living quail.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Pull your microphone to where your body is, as opposed to nowhere near your face at all.
Whatever.
Also, so this is technically our Halloween cast, so there will be talks of Halloween and such. Josh is currently wearing his suit from Halloween. I don't know why.
Three simple words. I am gay.
Did you promise somebody that you were going to wear that?
I did.
This is the costume that you can see on today's comic. The comic for 1031. So if you have no idea what's going on and you don't see the video, go look at the Hijinks and Sue comic for 1031, hijinksandsue.com. Josh is wearing sort of a flash dance, headband, arm warmer, leg warmer, get up, a lot of pink. And it's in the vein of the original Godspeed You Fancy Bastard comic. Anybody listening live that can't see or can't hear, Ustream is all kinds of fucked up right now, so I can't explain what's happening. Anywho, moving on with the show. Josh, oh wait,
yes.
Introductions. Joel from HijinksandSue.com, the comic, the tacos. Eli.
Hey, Romano.
From Wendy's.com. This episode
That's
brought
right.
to you.
By Wendy's.
By Wendy's.
Open late night.
And Josh on the end brought to you by Legwarmers.com.
Three simple words.
I'm surprised.
I am gay.
My ankles feel great.
They can actually see the cup and
they're very comfortable.
I'm sure they're warm. Hey, who made that for you? Who made that get up?
One of our very own fancy bastards, Saltmore, actually, for those of you that can see the cast, which is like two of you, made me these fucking kick-ass
knitting
arm warmer things and this headband.
Honestly, you should just keep rocking those. They're just gloves from now on.
This is my official podcast.
Well, I'm not kidding, though. Like, on a day when you need your fingers, but you're still got cold hands and arms, that's a pretty good get-up.
I'm totally doing it.
Matter of fact, if he made some for me that weren't pink, I'd wear them.
I'd wear them right now if I had my stuff.
Oh, bro. Bro-ham. Josh, you wanted to tell a story?
I'll wait, first of all, before you play.
Oh, really? This is going to be like not a beginning of the show type thing?
Well, no. What is our lineup? We got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, what's going on?
All right. So we missed last week because no one has any commitment but me. And so we have a pile of links. I actually went through them and tried to weed out some of the old ones. But, man, there's just a lot.
We're going to have to be snappy.
And then there's questions. We're going to have to be really mindful of the time. Always record. Always record.
All right, 5 minutes, let's go.
5 minutes, let's go. So we're going to do This Week in Internet and Last Week in Internet. We're also going to do the Mail Sack Questions. And we're going to talk about Halloween. And that's all. And Denise isn't here, so none of it matters. I guess. Also, everyone in the chat room is like, it's pre-recorded. It's not. Mine's live. Mine's not. Mine's pre-recorded. Mine's not. So I know it's not my fault. I know it's Ustream's fault.
And that makes me feel better.
Well, it just means I can't do anything about it, so I'm not going to try. Also, if you're following HijinxandSue.com, the comic, which honestly you should be, or you really, why would you be here? You'll see that the site was redesigned this week with a cleaner, simpler look, but still maintaining the majestic Argyle.
I'm a big fan of the Argyle.
It was Mikey's doing. He invented that.
Mikey would be the guy to do Argyle.
He invented Argyle for humanity and then spat it onto my website.
It didn't need a Houndstooth, but nobody liked that.
Mm-mm, I'm not going there. So, this week in internet, number who won? Well, okay. General topics. Let's save these because I think they actually are involved in the questions. But I did want to touch on Halloween-wise. Best worst Halloween stories. Best worst Halloween costumes. And such. There's actually a thread over in the Hijinx and Sue forum at hijinxandsue.com/forum. There's a Halloween thread where people are sort of going over all their costumes and geeky Halloween moments and whatnot. Before we get started, I wanted to share something with Eli about his people. I was in Taco Bell.
Go ahead.
This about a week ago.
Already distancing from this.
No, come on. I was in Taco Bell. It's like your ancestral homeland.
It's not a church for us.
It is. And there was a family next to us. It was a Sunday. They were just back from church. They were all in their nicest Sunday getup. There was a mom, a grandma, some kids, a little boy. Little boy spilled a drink.
The entire family tree.
Yeah, all over the place. And then there's kind of a teenage-ish, maybe early 20s, late teens, Latino lady. And then there's these two Latino young men sitting at the table next to us. And they're, cracking wise and whatnot. And one of them worked at the Albertsons in the same parking lot. And he was just there for his lunch break. And so the young lady walks by. And he very abruptly asks her in Spanish what time it is. Something like, I don't know, it was like K, S, La, Hora, something. I don't remember. And she says, what? And he goes, she don't speak Spanish? And I was like, fuck, Eli would be in trouble here. This guy would kill him. And she goes, I speak Spanish. And he's like, I asked you what time it was. And he's being really rude, and they're obviously not acquainted. And she's like, oh, it's 2 o'clock. And he's like, all right then. Because I asked you in Spanish. You don't know Spanish? And I'm like, dude, drop it. Leave her alone, man. And he's like, I speak my own way. I speak a mix. And he's like, you speak English? He's a bitch. I'm like, whoa, dude. She's a stranger. Goddamn.
See, so that's what happens in Taco Bell.
So hang on. She walks by a second time, like to refill her drink. And he goes, hey, you like burritos? And I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. Did I say that? I'm like, was that me or was that this guy? Like, what the fuck? Did you actually just use burritos as a sexual innuendo? And I'm like, how fucking offensive.
No, I think he actually was asking about the burritos.
He might have been, but I don't think so, because, you know, there was dick in his eyes. He was talking about dicks. So, in 15 minutes of seeing this girl for the first time in his life, he accosts her for not knowing Spanish, makes sexual advances with burritos, and I'm like, God damn, what an asshole. The family gets up to leave, and she gives him her number.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
She's written her number on a napkin, a Taco Bell napkin.
That's why I was like, okay, so I know where this is going. Right? Like,
oh, it leads to babies.
Went into a bathroom and had a baby.
Yeah,
like right away.
No, she's pregnant.
Right.
Man, oh man.
She is now.
I was like, wow, I really didn't think that was going to work, but obviously this guy knew what he was doing.
It sounds like every story back home.
He's a pro.
Why I got the hell out of where I grew up.
Because
that's like every... So where'd you guys meet? Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. He asked me, first he said, actually, do you want to suck on my burrito? Yeah. And I said, yes. And we got married.
Oh, you met in the Taco Bell? No, it was in the drive-thru. I was working the drive-thru, and
I got in his car. I jumped through the window. Yeah. I gave him an HJ through the window. So,
wow.
This week in internet. Hey, pick up the pace on the music there, buddy. This is the depressing. All right. That's better. Unpick up the pace on rapping on the desk, Josh. Let's see. First story this week in internet. We're going to skip a bunch of these probably. I don't even know if this is a story. Apparently, there's been a lot of zombie gatherings this week all over the world. And I guess the largest one ever, or at least in the UK, was this weekend, and Colton played there.
Oh, man, played that would have been cool.
Rear Brain song and the largest gathering of zombies. So go to JonathanColton.com to read his account. And then apparently the officiator for the counting the zombies was the Sheriff of Nottingham.
What?
The actual Sheriff of Nottingham.
Wow.
So weird.
Yeah. Because there is one.
They have a zombie walk here.
Did Robin Hood show up to fucking fight the horde back?
He stole the brains and gave them back to the poor.
They have a zombie walk at the Texas... I think it's the Frightmare weekend or whatever. Yeah, I missed it last year, but I wonder if
we
they
talked about it on the podcast last time, but
yeah, I wonder if they can organize.
Did they do
that.
It again?
They're going to do it again.
Well, so
I wonder if we can.
Oh, it wasn't a Halloween thing.
No, it wasn't a Halloween thing. They just do it as the opening ceremonies of their con. Like it's like one of the zombies has a torch and being.
Well, the actual story that I've got here is from apparently there was a zombie horde that attacked Wall Street last week. Zombies flooded Manhattan, pulling their golden parachutes and crumbling portfolios.
Those were just the day traders.
Decaying bankers roamed the streets looking for brains and bailout. This year's New York City annual Zombie Con brought the decomposing masses out to paint the town red with the blood of my 401k. So there's some pictures on, this is from IO9. One zombie's got a sign that says, less bailout, more brains.
Nice. That's great.
But there's all these like undead bankers just flooding Wall Street, which is pretty, that's pretty surreal and awesome at the same time. So, I'll share that. Okay, this one's kind of weird. This is a double story. Next, this week in internet. This is also last week in internet. Okay. Sarah Connor got a full pickup, which...
Really?
Maybe you don't care, maybe I do. I really am glad about that, but it got it for the wrong reasons.
Why?
Okay, so the financial crisis is affecting everyone, including Hollywood, and they have to actually put shows on the TV.
Because people are home.
Right. So, turns out it's a lot cheaper to keep a show going than to start a new one.
Yeah.
So they have opted to keep shows going that they were going to cancel, and they've shelved shows that were going to go into production. And I believe this also includes... But I believe it also affects Chuck. Chuck got less canceled because of this.
Well, that's good, because I still like Chuck.
Yeah.
I've always liked Chuck.
So here's the deal. Dollhouse was... very much slated to be canceled. They stopped production. They were not Dollhouse. I'm sorry, Terminator. They stopped production. They'd ordered more scripts, but no more episodes. And now it's got a full season order just because it's cheap. But they don't actually expect the ratings to do any better. The ratings are down 50% from last year.
Ow.
It's actually doing pretty horrible. It's actually pretty good. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Shut up.
So, here's the problem. It appears to be occupying the slot that Fox was going to give Dollhouse.
Oh, God damn it! God damn it!
Yeah. Now, Dollhouse has not been canceled, though it has not been without its share of intense, horrible Fox-like problems. Just this week, and I posted a link here, Whedon did one of his kind of monthly blog write-ups over on Whedon-esque, which are always hilarious and sad, kind of explaining what's going on with Dollhouse. Basically, they shot a pilot. Fox hated it. They shot another one, which was going to be the second episode and then became the pilot. And I believe that was also shelved or reshuffled. And they've completely started over. All new scripts. They've gotten rid of some of the actors. They've brought in other actors to, like, fill new slots, and, like, it's, like, a totally different show. And his explanation was that Fox was, like, less Whedon stuff, more action, and things people can understand. And he said, you know, his point was, hey, I get it. I want to jump in like it's the middle of the third season and do what I would normally do, but if no one ever watches it, you know, I get it. So the original pilot, he said, will never air. Maybe it'll be on the DVD. I don't know. But it's not looking great.
I need to get a new job as a Fox executive. I think that's what I'm going to do.
Just pre-canceling shit?
Yeah. And then I'm just going to go in and, like, everything I think that it's awesome, I'm just going to, like, take that, write it down, and then just flip it over in a mirror and then go, like, yeah, no, cancel, dumb, no good.
wow.
Don't want any of that. And can we get another, I don't know, like, reality show?
Reality show with dicks.
Right.
And boobs.
One day.
And
one day. It will happen.
They had one on the Tranny Show.
Wait, what?
Remember that? We talked about... Were you gone that week?
Apparently.
We talked about the reality show where guys were vying for All for One Woman. And then, like, towards the end, they were like, by the way, she's a dude. And then they all, like, class action lawsuit.
My nipples are against, hard.
Against the network that did it to him.
That's good stuff.
That was a European show.
Was that on... was it Survivor or... It was one of those, like, outdoorsy, survivory kind of things. In the last season of it.
Outdoors. The show.
The woods. TV.
It was dick on that.
Oh, yeah. Like, a guy's dick flopped out and they didn't blur it enough or something.
Or nobody even caught it until it aired. Like, it's like 2 pixels worth of, like, vaguely pink.
Light. Look, speaking of dicks on TV, you know when you're watching Always Sunny and it says... This episode is rated MALSV for language, violence, and nudity. The nudity is always DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
The fucking hospital gown.
I've seen that man's midget ass, dangly, wrinkly ass cheeks one too many times.
That episode is so good.
Good God.
Sweet D has a heart attack.
Wrong. So anyway.
Yeah, that's the one I need to see because my TiVo fucked it up.
Oh, yeah, there's so much ass in that.
You
all
have it on your TiVo? Okay, watch that.
Yeah.
DeVito goes to get checked out, and they give him, like, 90 medications to take, and then he takes them all of them. He has, like, a shoebox full of pills, and he's like, I want to get really healthy, Charlie. I'm going to take them all.
He's in a fucking just blank stupor for the whole rest of the episode.
He's just out of it. It's great. Watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and they won't cancel it. You know, if you go to...
They renewed it for 3 more seasons already.
I know. If you go to Hulu, it's always, like, the number 3 show being watched. Also, last night while I was sort of drawing, I was trying my damnedest to find something on Hulu to watch. Turns out, if you're caught up on Sunny and 30 Rock, there's nothing else. almost all of their movies... Turns out they're not actually movies. Over half their movies are just clips. It's like, we've totally got... this movie that you want to see.
Is it like the Cliff Notes of the movie?
No. It's like, you should go buy this on DVD. It's awesome. Anyway, read the article on IO9 about how the good news for Sarah Chronicles have potentially spelled bad things for Dollhouse. What this means is that Dollhouse's slot... may go up against, you know, like fucking Monday Night Football or something. Like
the what?
They're gonna doom it to Monday or doom it to Friday. And it's sad. Honestly, they should put those two together and make them like a sci-fi powerhouse.
They should just put
must watch sci-fi.
They should just put Summer Glau.
Must see sci-fi. Must sci TV.
No. NBC already did that once. It was the Friday Night Trilogy because it was. The Pretender and some spacey show.
They all sucked.
Fuck off. And then The Profiler. Those are all
sci-fi.
Shut up.
That doesn't make sense.
The Profiler's not sci-fi. It's like a cop show.
He's a psychic.
That's suck. Was that the one with Big Tits from Party of Five?
No.
No, she was the horse whisperer. The ghost whisperer.
Yeah, the ghost horse.
The ghost horse tit whisperer.
Once a week, she rides in on her ghost horse.
Tits abounding.
And then it's like, let me check my boobs for the weather.
Right?
30% chance it's already raining.
From?
Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah. The girl that could feel her boobs and know if it was raining. At that time. I could tell if it's raining right now.
There's a 30% chance that it already is raining.
All right. Next thing. Where are we? Oh, 20 minutes. Let's go. Did you see the kazoo guy that plays the Final Countdown on a banjo kazoo hybrid?
Yeah.
Please play that audio quickly, because it's so fucking great.
Loading.
Loading, 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 loading. Is there anyone left in the chat? Did anything work at all?
I have no idea.
Eli is failing us.
You could probably just try stopping the stream and restarting it.
Eli is...
That sounds vaguely like...
All right, let's go.
The toy piano is what...
And it's all one instrument.
Yeah.
And he looks kind of like an overweight early Josh.
Huh.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh, no.
I love this.
So...
This is my jam.
He does this for 2.5 minutes.
He sings it.
Yeah, I know.
How much time do you think this podcast is devoted to this song?
Oh, God, at least a good hour. At least.
Yeah, we should be sponsored by Journey and their world
tour.
This
is a Journey?
Or not Journey, fucking...
Asia?
Europe.
America?
No, Europe.
Okay, that's all you need. As soon as anyone covers this song, right when they start those lyrics, you know how terrible it is. It's not as bad as that first guy, though. We live
together! Oh, at the Asian Ren
yes,
Fair or
my
whatever?
God, that was terrible. So, that's the Kazookaleli. Did either of you see Max Payne? The review... The review...
Yeah, actually, I did.
No.
Like,
what?
The review on Ars Technica was that it's like a black vacuum cleaner. It's dark and it sucks.
Wow,
that would piss off some, like, Dallas council people.
Whoa, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Why's it got to be black? Why can't it be a white vacuum cleaner that's dark and it sucks? So, I guess there's no point to talk about that. I mean, it looked terrible, and I guess it was terrible.
Yeah.
But Marky Mark, we missed this last week. Marky Mark came back and rebutted Andy Samberg's impression of him. Which I thought was pretty fucking classy and hilarious. It was the only funny thing on that episode. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
It wasn't funny because he was just being him.
Right, but it proved how good the impression was.
That is true.
He sounded exactly like him.
Yeah.
Hey, donkey. You're a donkey.
Tell your mama said hi.
Let's do a movie together. I produce Entourage. I thought that... Then that proves that all of his, like... bluster about I'm going to kick Andy Samberg's ass with fucking bullshit. It was probably planned all along. I still hate Mark Wahlberg. He's a pussy.
Well, yeah, he knew he needed serious promotion for Max Payne.
That's true.
He's like, I'll jump on the same episode as Palin.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I don't even want to talk about that. Hey, Sarah Palin, be a good sport and come on SNL. We'll make fun of you for like 15 minutes straight and then you'll leave. Well, that sounds like a great idea, gosh. Okay.
I was surprised that she was actually in two skits and managed to not do anything. I was actually kind of impressed.
I'm surprised that they just made fun of how stupid and unqualified she is, and she sat there and participated. I don't think she got it. I think she thought it was like good-natured ribbing, and I'm like, no. All these people think you're stupid.
They hate you.
Yeah, this is not like... They're placating
they love
you.
That you're here,
yeah.
Because you're letting them play in the sandbox.
They're like, placating you to make fun of you, but when you leave, they're going to be like, "Holy shit, that stupid bitch!" And the rap was funny.
Oh my god,
that was awesome! Watching a giant pregnant woman do that
rapping.
A week before birth.
She's like, "I'm building a bridge to nowhere, y'all." And I'm like, "Sarah Palin's just sitting there, like, this is not funny." Gosh.
Here, I got another audio clip real quick from McCain. I don't know if you heard this.
Oh, no. I think I know what you're
Where he doesn't know the five...
No.
This is at a rally in Pennsylvania.
Senator Obama's supporters have been saying some pretty nasty things about Western Pennsylvania lately.
Boo.
And you know, I couldn't agree with them more. I couldn't disagree with you. I couldn't agree with you more than the fact that Western Pennsylvania is the most patriotic.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that
Where am I, my friends?
Did you even catch what happened at the start? He said Barack Obama's been saying bad.
And I couldn't agree with him more.
Right, yeah. That's,
you miserable pig fuckers, my friends.
Yeah, and then they're like, yeah.
Wow.
What's
did you hear...
On? I'm so confused.
Did you hear the clip of the guy that shouted the N-word when Palin was talking?
Oh, no.
She was like, Barack Obama? Who is he? We don't even know who he is. And somebody... You hear in the background, and he's a
oh my god!
And wow. she stumbles. She's like, okay, and oh, and also
Pennsylvania
terrorism. Bill Ayers. Oh god, damn it! Like, that was on Colbert. Like it was pretty fucking hilarious. Like these are the people you're bringing out. This is like that lady that was talking to McCain. That was like, oh, and yeah. I'm telling you, I just don't trust him. I think he's a Muslim and a terrorist, and he's a. And McCain's like, okay, no, none of that's true. Okay, I gotta go. I have to talk to a different crazy person now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go talk to a more or less crazy...
Also agree, but don't. More disagree.
My God. What have I done?
What have I done? Yeah, so... Jesus. I saw a No Bama bumper sticker yesterday in Dallas.
That's good. That's
No Bama! I'm like, who's Bama? So there's that. This is pointless if you can't see the video, but there's a video I've linked to from a chimpanzee riding a Segway. And I just think that's a great use of a $10,000 piece of equipment. They were when they came out, so I like to pretend that they still are.
You have, like, what, 3 for grand now?
I've got 6. Well, I don't look at price.
Eli's already agreed to purchase one so that he can come over to my house.
Wait, what? Oh, the Segway. Yeah.
Are you going to get a monkey to chauffeur you around on it?
Depends what monkeys go for. They may actually be cheaper than the Segway.
Did you know Segway
I might just get a monkey.
A sponsor of Iron Man? That's why Stane was riding one? I thought it was just a thing. No, they paid for that.
I thought that was just funny.
Yeah.
They paid for that. As much as I love Segways, they're fucking great. They're still funny.
They're highly dangerous.
Right.
Okay, only... Well, yeah, you're just...
Okay, if you walk to the halls of our office... There's like
Segway
black,
tracks.
Yeah, there's like skid marks all over the walls.
All I'm saying is if you've got a multi-$1,000, basically a toy pogo stick on wheels, put a monkey on it. Do yourself a favor and let a monkey drive it. Watch the video. It's chimp-tastic. Let's see here. We've already talked about that.
Oh,
I can probably. So... Obviously, this doesn't mean a lot to me, but I don't know both of your childhood drinking experiences. Does the dissolution of Zima hurt you at all?
Wait, what?
They stopped making Zima.
I...
It's over. Game over, man. Game over.
Well, that's going to cause problems at Taco Bell, probably, then.
Wait, what?
For the situation that you talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a problem
probably
for...
Probably influenced by Zima.
I'm sure there was Zima involved in their hookup.
Well, for me, a generation already died when they stopped making like Bartles and James, like wine coolers, because like the people who wanted to drink but didn't drink, but wanted to be involved but didn't want to be involved, you show up and you're like, I'm gonna shotgun a beer, and then they're like, I'll take a Bartles and James. Huh? Okay,
dude.
I guess
we will still have Mike's lemonade. Like,
well, yeah.
Did Mike's Lemonade take over for Zima as like it's
probably
the fruity, not really alcohol?
Probably.
And smearing off ice.
That seems almost respectable though, as opposed to where Zima, like the day it came out, people were like, oh, it's like Sprite and piss. Like,
well, no, they
it's
also,
like a hobo peed in a Mountain Dew and then fermented it.
They also had tequila with beer. Tequiza, I think it was called.
I remember that.
Is that gone already?
Yeah, that's
that
gone.
Was gone almost instantly.
When I was in art school...
That is just a bad idea.
That's an awful idea. When I was in art school, we went to a bar, and I thought I saw the sign that said tequila for a dollar, but I couldn't read, and I was drunk. And
and you ordered 100 tequilas.
I was like, I'll have one for everybody. And then, like, they brought them out. I was like, what the fuck is this? Is this tequila in a bottle? What's going on? They're like, no, it's tequila and beer. And then everybody gave me their tequilas. They're like, no, you can drink it, asshole.
I hope somebody lost their job over that.
Well, yeah. Miller Coors ended production of Zima this week, I guess.
No.
It's the end of an era.
Oh, this means, wait, what was that one website that where you can find, like, old beverages that are not made anymore?
Oh, yeah!
It's going to be I should buy the shit that's left now. It'll be worth
a case of Crystal Pepsi and a case of Zima, and then let it save it in your basement for 100 years.
Yeah, it'll be worth like $300.
Fortune.
I only think that Crystal was it Crystal Pepsi?
Pepsi? Yeah.
All I only ever think about is that Saturday Night Live skit of
Crystal Gravy.
Oh, God,
with the same song.
Yeah.
Now, hey, is your tomorrow?
That's actually the first time I ever heard of Van Halen. Was that?
Are you kidding? Yeah.
And that was with Hagar. I didn't even know before then.
It's your tomorrow.
I think Eli's just gonna walk out of the room now.
Come on, quit. It's everything.
Dude, when I was growing up, I wanted the Eddie Van Halen like learner guitar.
In this match,
because they had it. They had like the $100 version of it,
right?
And I walked into
like
the
red
store
with the white stripes, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And it's like, it was like a mini version of it. Like, it's smaller, the neck's smaller and everything.
You know, they make a high, like a high end version of it too.
Yeah, but it turns out that he never actually used that guitar all that much. Like, he used it on tour because it looks, and it was like his iconic symbol.
Oh, but
symbol.
He used it in the studio?
No, in the studio, no. He had a much better guitar than that.
You know, that was the one with the quarter screwed onto it. And the function of that was that he could swivel it around and it would stop the whammy bar from moving.
Yeah.
So the production model they made has that.
It has a real quarter on it?
Has a quarter screwed into it. And it's distressed to look exactly like his. And they actually put cigarettes in the strings. I'm not kidding. They let like a pack
of
cigarettes.
Did it come with like fucking throat cancer?
Yes. They let a pack of cigarettes burn through the
That's
strings.
That's the other
to make
reason
those
why I wanted to smoke when I got older. Because so I was like, wow, that guy just... That guy smokes. The guitar smokes. Like, everything
awesome.
Smokes.
Everything's great. Now he wads up a piece of nicotine gum and crams it in his pickups.
Yeah.
Guitars can't handle
it's
it.
Not the same.
It really
it's just
isn't.
Not the same. It really isn't.
Oh, my God. Daniel Craig turned down the role of Thor in a movie.
Good for him.
He looks like a Thor, doesn't he? He's got kind of an angular Nordic face.
No.
Fucking put some wings on his head and give him a hammer. Like, I
believe
that could be like, that could be you. Like,
he looks Icelandic.
You put wings on him and a
Bjork should
crown.
Be Thor.
It actually kind of makes me sad because I heard the script for that movie is actually amazing.
It should be Bjork.
So, no.
I'm Thor.
Only if she wears the swan.
Right. Bjork in the swan costume as Thor.
With wings and a hammer. That's how she killed the swan.
I don't know. I could have seen it. I can see why he's not doing it. I doubt Thor is going to be the next Iron Man. I always hated Thor.
It could potentially. I mean, who knows?
I hate Thor. I just hate him.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I just fucking hate him.
He's not a bad...
Did Thor ever do anything to Spider-Man? Or like, well, I'm trying to figure out where this hatred comes from.
He...
You know what?
Is useless.
He's not as fucking gay as Captain America.
Nah, he Captain America too.
Okay,
Captain
hang
America's
on.
Worth hating because he's a fucking pussy.
I hate Captain America.
Thor,
I hate
fucking
Thor.
God.
I don't care.
Shut up.
He masqueraded as like a fucking douchebag. His
Wrong.
Hammer turned into a cane.
Wrong.
That's queer. And I hate
Shut
the
up.
Incredible Hulk. I hate the whole Avengers universe. They can all suck a dick. Moving on. Okay. In a chain of exceptional decisions. Remember the Zune guy? Got like 9 Zune tattoos.
Sure.
He had like 5.
Yeah. I think it was 3.
I didn't even know that the rabbit was like a symbol for them.
Vaguely.
So he's got all these fucking Zune tattoos. Microsoft apparently promises him like a tour of Redmond and all this free Zune shit and then bailed.
Later,
it
bitches.
Turns out he's a loser. They did not. Yeah, they didn't do any of the shit they said they were going to do for him. And they're like, oh, we never promised it. We just said it would be cool to lie to him. Like, it's just funny. So here's the deal. Instead of getting the tattoo removed, he had them tattoo Dick Cheney as the devil over it. So the Zune logo... None of it makes sense! The Zune logo is on Cheney's forehead on his arm now, and Cheney has goat feet and horns, and like a little sword or something?
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all! I don't think Microsoft will be offended by that.
They're like, okay, sweet. So we're out of this? We're clean?
Yeah, we're cool. Wipe our hands of the whole thing. Moving on, moving on. Like, Zune guy is no longer... He's now Cheney Devil Zune Head guy, which doesn't have as good of a ring to it.
Yeah, that's a really failed attempt at, like, hey, I'm going to use the Zune logo as, like, a one of those, like...
A pentagram, maybe? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Fail.
It's no, it's ridiculous. And here he is with his same, like, pose. Like, I'm smiling, thumbs up. I've got another terrible tattoo. He should have had a Zune tramp stamp.
God, he probably does.
Ah, crap. The small of his manly back. Next story. What is this? Oh my god, okay. We don't have to play the video, I guess, but I got a link here. Did you see last week, when we would have done the show, when Jason Jones from The Daily Show went to Wasilla, Alaska, to find out where real America was?
Yeah, that was actually
a
really good bit.
That was terrifying. So, he goes to Wasilla.
Well, they're only showing the most retarded people. Anyway.
Wall Street needs to learn from Wasilla Main Street. So he goes to Wasilla Main Street, and he's like, it's just a small town, dusty road, and it's actually like a highway, and he's like walking in the middle of traffic.
The highway, that's awesome.
The cars are honking, meh, meh, like driving past him. And he goes and meets with the mayor of Wasilla, who reveals that she doesn't have any duties. He's like, so what would you... He says,
duty.
Would you be qualified to be vice president? Does this job qualify you? Absolutely. Okay, so let's say you're...
What do you do? What?
Well, he says, what would you do, let's say your schools were in trouble? How would you work? Wasilla City does not handle the schools. Okay, let's say your infrastructure, power...
Like your fire department.
Fire department.
Right, yeah.
Wasilla does not handle the fire department. Okay. Let's say every single thing he pointed out. He's like, so what do you do?
We don't even have any social services.
Yeah, we don't do social services.
We leech off the town.
What do you do? Well, once a week, I sign the checks, and then I pass them out.
Oh, and we have the board meeting.
We have a board meeting every Monday. Yeah. That was it. That's her job. She's an elected official that signs the check. It's fucking terrible. Then he goes to meet the real Americans. In the bar in Wasilla. And the one guy that I love, there's two guys were fantastic. Number one was the guy that was all about family values and had lesbians having sex on his arm.
Oh, yeah.
Tattoos.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're a churchgoer,
this
right?
This is my wife. This is my ex-wife. And
this is the girl I was seeing on the side. And that's why this wife left me. And they're all like playing with their pussies and shit. Like, and he goes,
and
you're good church folk, right? Oh, absolutely. I go to church. Absolutely. Then he talks to a guy that says, he's like, what is real America? I mean, what's it all about? You know? And he goes, listen, I think the number one thing that proves that this area is real America and not those elitists in New York when you really saw us come together as a people was 9/11. And Jason Jones.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
Like, what? He goes, the attack on September 11th that happened in New York. Well, yeah, the actual attacks happened in New York, but we, as a people, came together to show our truth. And the deaths. The deaths happened in New York.
They happened there and
right,
not here. So.
Right, but...
The destruction.
The destruction. All the devastation was in New York.
The actual act of terrorism.
And then all the people that also came together and helped and rescued people was also in New York, right? Right, but here in Wasilla, we really came together as a community. So I encourage you to watch that video and learn about real America. Oddly enough, we're not real Americans, but we do live in what is considered real America.
It is true. We are a part of the South.
Pretty much all of Texas is real America.
Right.
As is defined by the McCain-Palin
Except for large portions of Dallas and Austin.
Right. No, Austin's not. Austin's completely annexed from real America. Those hippies. They're dreadlocks. Next thing here. Doo-ki-doo-doo. Knights of the Old Republic Mimoporgorg.
What about it?
I don't know. It's happening. I don't know.
The first game?
Great.
I don't know video game people. Tell me what you think, except for Eli, who doesn't fucking care about anything.
I only half care, and I'm not...
But you love the game, right?
I love the first one.
But you don't like Mimoporgorgs.
I hate them.
You know what? This is just another... When I went to Star Wars, the fan days thing, where I saw Bruce Campbell, we can get into that later, they had, the whole point is for, it's called Star Wars Fan Days.
Uh-huh.
So they had like this guy there from LucasArts.
Right.
And his job is to go out and PR jerk off everybody. Like, and he's like talking about all these great things and like how the movie came out, the DVD is going to be coming out of Clone Wars and the show is on now.
That show is terrible.
They were going on and on about the show, about how great it was.
Oh my God.
And then he was talking about how like, and we got one of those online massive something
butt
or
fucker.
Other. Like, he has no idea what it is.
Big I'm dirty like, butt fucker online role
playing
game.
And people are trying to yell at him. And then I quickly, right then and there, realized, I was like, okay, so you guys are like, Lucas is just going through the how much can I whore out.
But is this not replacing Galaxies, or is Galaxies
Nobody
over?
Nobody fucking cares.
Galaxies fucking imploded and died.
But they still have servers, right?
Technically, yes.
But didn't they took it down from like
Dude,
100
AOL
to like less
AOL still
than
has
one.
Servers. That doesn't mean that it's still legitimate. Like,
well,
yeah.
Owning Time Warner sort of makes
sense. They shipped Galaxies like 2 years before it was ready. Pissed off everybody that paid money to play a game that wasn't even...
Yeah, wasn't it like you couldn't just be a Jedi? You had to start as like a Twi'lek and then over 10 years become a Jedi.
Well, you couldn't go to space.
Right, you couldn't leave.
A game called Star Wars. There were no stars, nor were there wars.
Yeah, how did you leave? You couldn't leave a planet for a long time or something? Or
no, 2 years later, they released a patch that added spaceflight.
That was sad. And
then after that, they patched and literally changed the entire game.
Yeah, they added a patch that had the game in it.
So you buy the CD at Best Buy. It's an empty box, and it says, "Go here and download the game."
Well, and I don't blame the guys at LucasArts. I blame Lucas.
Actually, sure, I blame Sony for that.
Now I blame Lucas totally, and it'll come back to the Star Wars Fan Days thing that I went to, because all they kept talking about, like everybody who was there and a guest and that was like a Star Wars voice actor or whatever, they were like, I don't know. George said for me to fart, and that I mean, he is God. So
here you go.
I went ahead and did it for him. And
how was that? Was there anything good about that convention?
Well, we'll get back to it. Let's go through all the links.
When we get back, when questions? We're talking about Star Wars now. It's relevant.
All right. Well,
go.
Well, because I went to go see Bruce Campbell. Like, I didn't go for the Star Wars stuff. But
it's Star Wars Fan Days. But like,
it's called Star Wars Fan
Days. Sci-fi. Thing
it's,
will
it's,
be there,
it's
right?
A cosplay like thing or whatever, because everybody was dressed up as whatever.
I'm the Predator at Star Wars.
Yeah,
Fan
there
Days.
Was there was Predator. There were Ghostbusters. There were like all these other things. But obviously, the main focus was Star Wars. But
was it big?
Yeah, it was huge. Actually, I was really surprised because this is the second year they've done it. The first year was like, you know, it was all right.
It's in Plano.
Yeah, it's at the Plano Convention or the
go to that sometime.
The convention center thing, or whatever.
Yeah,
and
you should talk about it and then not do it.
Yeah.
And Kaylee was there from Firefly.
Sure. Because she canceled her previous Dallas appearance.
Yeah. And that was at the Comic-Con, the one they have at the little tiny Richardson Convention Center. And this thing was huge. And, like, Darth Vader was there and, you know, all these other, you know, people. But so, like, I went for two reasons. One, it was a job. I mean, I was doing photos for The Observer. And then also I went to see Bruce Campbell. And he was doing a Q&A and it was awesome. And if you look at the photos, there's a photo of him, like, prank calling somebody, and I was gonna have him call you or Rick.
That would have been weird.
It would have been weird, but it probably it wouldn't have worked out, because like, he's in the middle of answering questions, you know, and he's awesome to see in a Q&A because he's just an ass.
Keep talking. I'm gonna get a drink.
Can I get one too?
Yes.
No.
So he's like a total ass, and he's just, you know, like you know, the questions in the audience are like, what's your favorite Bruce Campbell role?
Yeah.
And then he's like, what do you think it is? You pay to watch my shit. Like, wouldn't you know? And then it's like silence. And then somebody said something about like, if he had decided to make Bruce Campbell underwear, which was like going to have like a thing in the front that says, this is my boomstick. And then there was the college student that was like, what would it take to get Bruce Campbell in a college student film? And then he was like, no, he replies back with experience. And then like, the guy's just like, oh.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
Well, like
you have to be a good filmmaker first?
Yeah, like he said, that's why he said, you know, because they were like, what would it take to get into a student film? And he's like, experience. And then he just like kind of, any other questions? But at one point, somebody was asking a question, and then a phone rang, and then he just goes, "Give me that phone. Give me that phone right there." And like, so whoever it was hung it up really quickly and didn't want to stand up. And then he's like, "Okay, who wants me to make a phone call to somebody right now?" And then like everybody shoots up their phones. But then he's like, "But they have to answer the phone absolutely guaranteed." And then like half the phones went down. And I was thinking like, fuck, I could have him call Josh, but Josh is probably on his way to Austin. He's not going to answer. If it's coming from my phone. And then I was like, Joel probably won't answer because he's probably out like doing something with the kiddo.
What time of day was it?
It was his afternoon.
I would have answered. One. I never don't answer my phone.
No, that's not true.
Always true.
And then I was going to call Rick, but then Rick was in transit on his way to Seattle. So I was like, God damn it. Like, I got nobody here.
Yeah,
and some guy just like runs up there and hands him the phone. And he's like, "Who am I calling?" He's like, "My wife. She's at home." And he just grabs the phone. He's like, how do I do this shit? And he's like, you know, just hit the green button. It's already pre whatever. The phone rings, and I guess she answers on the other end. He's like, "Is this Susan blah, blah, blah?" And then I guess she's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "You're never going to see your husband again." Click. And like puts down the phone, and like nobody expected that. And then he's like, "I'm just going to go ahead and leave it here because I'm sure she'll call back." And like, it took like 5 minutes for her to call back.
Was that the announcer from Spider-Man? Who was that?
Yeah, and so he goes on to say, like, you know, or she calls back, and then he's like, "Oh, he's like, everybody, shh, everybody quiet." And he like picks it back up, and he's like, "Susan," and he's like, "We weren't kidding." Click. Like, puts it back down. I was like, "Oh my god." And then he goes on to like take somebody else's phone, grabs that number, and dials from a different phone to talk to her. And I'm like, "Oh my god, this is just going awful."
Wow.
But anyway, he was just.
Did he ever reveal himself to her?
No. He's like, he goes, "Sucks to be you when you get home."
Wow. And that was that. Jesus. Oh,
and I was like, "God damn, that's awesome."
He's like running off to the corridors to call his wife. Like, no. "I'm sorry, it was Bruce Campbell." And she's like, "That's not even possible."
But
are you cheating on me?
He's like, "Your wife." He's like, "If your wife isn't calling 911, then you need to have marriage counseling."
You need to have all.
But that was awesome. And then my question to him, because I was in the front row, so I was able to ask a question.
Oh, good.
I was like, "How the hell did you end up on an Old Spice commercial?"
That commercial was epic.
Yeah, it was so awesome. And he was kind of looking at me, and I was like, "Because that commercial was awesome." And then I was like, "Did you have any say in that?"
I would also never use their product.
What the hell? Well, and he was like, "Well, they call me and they were like, do you know how to play piano and sing?
We have this crazy batshit idea."
Yeah, and he was like, "No and no." And they were like, "Perfect." So they got him to do it. He was like just saying that they wanted to change their entire image. He's like, "It was a great gig until Will Ferrell stole it from me." And then I was like, "Oh,
here's a clue, Old Spice. I get it that you're trying to be like the next like Axe body spray or some shit. Change your name from Old Spice."
Yeah, there's your big problem.
Change your name to like Boner Tits or something extreme.
Sporty Spice.
Sporty Dick.
Did you see Alec Baldwin call Palin Bible Spice?
Yeah,
on Letterman.
That's good stuff.
That was pretty good.
So that was pretty much it. Go see my photos.
Go to flickr.com/robotboots or photos/robotboots or something. So where were we in this little thing here?
Lucas.
Okay, hang on. I gotta say this. Just really quick. So I thought, all right, I didn't see the movie. I didn't care. But I'm gonna watch the Clone Wars show. I let the TiVo grab, I think, 3 of them.
Oh, the one that's on currently?
Yeah, and I sat down to watch it. All right. The animation was fine. I don't care for the style. That has nothing to do with it. It was so fucking goddamn boring that I turned off the first episode halfway through. It's so fucking goddamn boring. It's so Lucas. There's so much fucking blabbering and yammering. They want you to learn about the clone troopers as people and care about them. There's like 5 clone troopers that
suck my cock, I'll murder your family.
You're supposed to learn their names and like love them, and it's fucking terrible. And I was like, okay, all right, maybe that one was just bad. Bad start. I watched the next one, same thing. I could not make it through 15 minutes without like going to sleep. So
and that's what they were talking about on the Q&A. I sent in on that, and I was like, who the fuck are you people? Like, they showed clips from it, and the clips look awesome when it's edited down to like seconds of
yes.
like spaceship
each episode flying. Could have been about 3 minutes long, and it would have been all right.
God damn. And they just kept talking about how, well, George wanted it this way, and George is fucking this, and I had to wipe George's ass, and blah, blah, blah. And
the
I'm like,
little girl Jedi,
yeah, Ahsoka, she was there.
She calls Anakin Sky Guy, and he calls her Snips.
Yeah.
Snips!
And yeah, she was there.
Come on, Snips.
She was there in the Q&A, and she was like saying, you know, like, just, I hope that you all can allow the character to grow and continue watching. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen any of this.
Lucas,
but I can
is actually
tell.
Under the stage with his hand in her back, like manipulating yeah. her, making her move.
I'm like, God damn it. I haven't seen any of this, and I can already tell that I want no part because
it was horrible.
It sounds, just the guys talking sound fucking like, oh God, like fucking, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, it was terrible. Let's blast through the rest of these. Next thing, Dr. Pepper bet Axl Rose that Chinese Democracy would not come out this year. It has a release date, and so Dr. Pepper is giving everyone in America a Dr. Pepper.
I've heard some of that.
It's bad,
sweet,
isn't it?
Sweet Christ, it's awful.
Is it really bad?
It's like,
is he trying to sound modern, or is it just like...
No, it's like crazy rock fusion everything. And by that I mean everything that rock has ever tried fusioned into like one. It's like eating Indian food.
Musical Indian yeah, food with the same result.
Yeah. Curry. It's just curry everywhere, and it's all mixed up with yogurt, and it's just fucking disgusting.
That's the name of the episode, Musical Indian Food. Wow. And then it makes you shit for 3 days afterwards.
Yeah, and then you're just...
But is
you're
he still true
shitter.
To form?
Yeah, but whatever. Like, it at that point, like, seriously, the music is so distractingly overwhelming that you're like, who the fuck? What is
this? You're in an Indian restaurant, baby! You're gonna die! Oh, my God. I want to listen to it, but I don't even want to have to download it.
I got to look for it.
I want it to just be streaming somewhere, and I want to hear like 5 seconds of each song.
They be purely transient, and then yeah. they trace in your hard drive. Yes.
They sent it to every like radio station in the country, saying today you are allowed to have a listen, and you can play a little bit if you want on the radio. And
it's been like 15 years. And I'm not. It's not that he's been waiting to do this album for 15 years. The tracks are 15 years old, and he's been tweaking them for 15 years.
It's so weird.
Like at that point,
this is the longest shit in the history of mankind.
No, my God. Also, none of Guns N' Roses have anything to do with it. No, Axl Rose isn't Guns N' Roses. He's the weirdo singer from Guns N' Roses, but. Here's my opinion. The rule is, for it to be the same band, if it was ever a hugely successful band, same band, you have to have at least the singer and the lead guitar player. Drummer, I probably won't notice. You know, keyboardist, certainly not going to care.
Bass player,
I'll unless it's Les Claypool, I don't give a shit. So, without Slash, it is not Guns N' Roses. But if you watch their Behind the Music from way back when, halfway through their stardom, when he started going crazy, Axel, he made them all sign over the name and intellectual property to him, or he was going to leave the group.
Nice.
Yeah. While they were still all together.
Well done.
He was like, hey, boys. If you don't give me the name Guns N' Roses so that I can always be Guns N' Roses, no matter what you fuckers do, I'm leaving. And obviously, you can't have the band without me. And they're like, oh, shit, what do we do? And they gave it to him. Dumbasses.
Yeah, that actually brings up an interesting point because... Led Zeppelin wants to go back on tour.
Oh my God!
Have you heard about this?
It's so gay!
You cannot
have Led Zeppelin without Robert Plant.
Right. So did you hear who they may replace him with?
No.
Okay.
Arnel Pineda, the guy from YouTube for Journey?
No. His name... Everybody's on board. Except
for... Yeah, no, they've all been talking about it for years.
Except for Robert Plant. And the guy that they want to use is... Miles Kennedy, who is most recently lead for the rock outfit Alter Bridge.
Alter Bridge is the Creed offshoot.
Yeah. Alter Bridge. Yeah.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Yeah.
The rest of Creed formed Alter Bridge when Scott Stapp left.
Why do they have to...
Because it's still pseudo-religious.
I know. It was rhetorical.
Oh, man.
Mark Tremonti started that band from Creed.
Yeah, dude, it was a real bummer. I found that out yesterday.
If those people are going to go on tour and call themselves Led Zeppelin, I call for fires to be set at every concert. That is terrible.
If we can just chant like Creed Zeppelin in the...
Jesus. At least Queen calls themselves Paul Rogers and some of Queen. Like, they don't pretend to be Queen.
Yeah, man, I found that out yesterday, and that made me really, really sad.
Can you even imagine?
But they think that it's a power play to get Robert Plant in. They're like saying, oh, we're going to go with this guy.
We're going
to
piss him off. So they should have said, like, oh, yeah, we're going to have the guy that did the Come on, Barbie, let's go party. He's going to be our singer. No, we're serious. No, it's going to be Ice Cube.
But
no, really.
That works, and then that may will not work because they're
been
like
a long time since that's rock like, and roll.
That's like Lucas saying, we're gonna do another Indiana Jones where there's a nuke in it, and Harrison Ford's like, God damn it.
Yeah, but then they still did it.
Well,
they
true.
Got him, but then they still did the fucking movie.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I don't know what's gonna come out of this.
He's been touring with Alison Krauss, and he didn't want to like distract.
Yeah, he was saying he wants
that.
To take the rest of the year off, actually.
Yeah.
Like he's like, I need at least like 6 months to
Led Zeppelin hasn't played since what, like the 80s?
No. They were on tour. They toured maybe about 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Toured or like played twice? Because I know they played twice. Dave Grohl was their drummer.
They played it at like that G4 summit.
G8. Okay, no, G8 summit. That's it. That was it.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Their last tour was either in the late 70s or the 80s, but their last show, they've played a smattering of shows over the last 20 years. And their drummer is going to be Jason Bonham, John Bonham's son. So that's, you know, whatever. I wish they would have hired Grohl, but dude, Led Zeppelin is
drummers don't matter.
Led Zeppelin is exactly two things: Jimmy Page and Robert Plant. That period. That is it.
Yeah.
You cannot replace either of those. That's fucking terrifying.
Please,
oh my
come
god!
Back when you can afford to make a purchase.
Because here's what sucks: Led Zeppelin is my wife's favorite band of all time, other than maybe like Floyd. And if they came through here, even if it was like $150 tickets, we'd have to go. But we would not go.
No.
If it was like
that is sacrilegious. You can't do that.
And then they'd probably never come back.
It's true. This could be like one of the last chances to see them, but I would pass.
Fuck it. I thought I was going to see the Queen thing, and I pass. I saw a few things on YouTube. I do not get the Queen vibe from Paul Rogers. It doesn't feel the same at all.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that either.
It seems like kind of an awkward cover band.
I mean, yeah, it's like there are some groups that I would still see, but not, yeah. Something
like
that's Styx, that iconic.
When I saw Styx with a different singer, their new singer is better than the old one, so it was actually pretty damn good.
Well, yeah, but see, Styx as a whole, it's just like Styx.
Yeah, and Styx is not as good as
Led Zeppelin though, is like a spider of like all these like massively, awesomely talented.
Yeah, we invented
artists.
Blues rock.
Right, exactly. We invented a genre. So Styx, whatever, you know.
Styx invented.
I'd go see him.
Space opera.
Alien rock. That.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. But, you know, they're on their own.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so that is sacrilege. That's rock and roll sacrilege. Don't do it. Let's see if there's anything else worth talking about in these. Apple's putting up a fuck ton of money to oppose Proposition 8 to re-ban gay marriage, so kudos to Apple.
Okay.
If that passes, god damn it, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. But speaking of, a special shout out to my friends, Michael and Chris, who got married in California.
But they live here?
Yeah.
Okay, how does that work? They still can't file Texas taxes, right?
No. They were extenuating circumstances, and they had to be in California anyway. And Chris proposed to Michael while they were out there, and they just went down to the courthouse.
But they still don't get any of the rights associated with marriage, right?
Not in Texas.
See, that's horseshit. Either, I mean, good for them. Baby steps, I guess. But god damn it. You know, I mean, all we're talking about is tax breaks, health care. That's it. That's all it is. And credit. That's it.
Yeah. I don't see what the big deal
that
is.
That isn't religion. That isn't belief structures. That is like money shit. You know? I get to pay less money. And they don't. I don't. It's angry. That's inappropriate.
Three simple words. I am game.
You're going to have way too many opportunities to use that.
I know. It just like I'm like, damn it. I guess I got to push that again.
All right. I'm going to read this really quick. Somebody took a photo and posted it on Boing Boing of a flyer they got. A fake Obama flyer. Okay? It's got the Obama logo on it. And these were put in mailboxes to registered Democrats. Okay? So they got a mailing list of registered Democrats and sent them this. Barack Hussein Obama II. As a registered Democrat, we want to make sure that you support your party lines. Barack Hussein Obama II has requested we go door to door and have you vote early. We will be calling you to follow up on this flyer. Don't worry. As a registered Democrat, we are allowed to call you directly. Remember, you are not only doing this for your party, but also for the black community. Change means black! ! We will take care of our underlined people when we win this election November 2nd. Don't wait. Vote now. And take a friend that will vote for the next black president. So they're using racism to try and scare registered Democrats.
That's awesome.
It's fucking terrifying. Like, I want you to understand, registered Democrat, you do realize he's black, right? You realize that, right?
That's so awesome to me because these people are going to lose and our next president's going to be awesome. And this is going to just piss them off that much more.
You realize that it's just a few days away.
Yes.
I mean,
I voted.
Yeah, we voted, second day of early voting. Which, by the way, we used the electronic machine, so I'm sure our votes didn't get registered. But, it was the most confusing fucking thing I've ever done.
Those machines are terrible.
You have to use a jog wheel to select shit that looks like it should be a touchscreen.
Oh, yeah, no, we didn't have that.
We had an actual touchscreen.
We had the giant iPods.
Mine was a giant iPod, but it had a jog wheel like an iPod, and I had to like scroll through things and select them, and it was very confusing. I can see how people would do it wrong. And then when you're done, it doesn't say to do anything else. There's just a big-ass button that says cast vote, and I'm like, am I done? I don't know. Click. I think I voted for Pat Buchanan. So anywho, get out and vote, and when you do it, vote for Obama. Don't fuck around.
Yeah,
we don't need... fuck this up, America. That's the slogan.
Okay.
Yes, don't fuck this up, America. That's all I'm saying. You realize that maybe even by the time this airs, we'll have a new president-elect. Before our next podcast, for sure.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm sure it'll be contested for the next 6 months.
No, I was talking about our tardiness as
a whole. Oh, okay. So, let's see. Some movie studio bought Epic Games, makers of Bioshock.
That's a rumor.
That's not true?
I'm not saying it's not true, but one, even if it were potentially true, it hasn't happened yet, and two,
I couldn't see how they would do that.
They would have to throw down a hell of a lot of money.
Epic's huge, right? Are they Epic?
Epic is actually pretty small, but they're worth a...
What else have they done besides Bioshock?
They didn't do Bioshock. I don't know where you're
getting it. Oh, what, they do Gears of War?
Yes.
Okay, I knew it was a big game.
But it has nothing to do with the game. It's the engine.
It's the technology that they...
They license that.
They license to hundreds of other companies.
What's their engine called? Unreal. Oh, that's them?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
So yeah, if anything, Epic probably bought that movie studio. It would probably be the other way around.
I hear you.
Yeah, they're shitting out 20s and wiping with hundreds.
I see. Which means they're also eating the 20s. Brian Fuller, who is the creator of Wonderfalls, Pushing Daisies, and lots of other great TV, wants to redo Star Trek on TV. And I say, give it to him.
Wow.
Go for it, bro.
Sweet. JJ can take the movies and he can take the series and let's fucking roll with it.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it.
Yeah, probably not.
There's not going to be a Star Trek series for a long time.
I think Enterprise did a pretty damn good job.
That coffin is extremely nailed, as a matter of fact. But he makes funny, quirky shows. Like, I would really like to see his take on Star Trek. He's like, no, you don't understand. I would do it totally fucking different. Like, he said the dynamics that they've established, you know, captain, first officer, robot, alien needs to end, and we need to, like, show you something you aren't expecting. And I say, go for it. Give him to him.
Actually, it would be interesting to see a fucking sitcom in the Star Trek universe. It has nothing to do...
Right!
Like,
Like the Ferengi show.
Sorry.
The Ferengi
show. Actually, I was about to say, like, and they never, like, fly around a spaceship, and I realized that
that was DS9 for the first three seasons, sure. I'm actually watching DS9 from the beginning again.
Cardassian.
And the first season's just boring as fuck, but it's still a really good show. Entertainment Weekly posted an article about how to fix Heroes. They left out the very important number one, which was cancel it.
Yeah, that would be
just stop making it.
Yeah. Stop it.
The gist, which that was reported on Ain't It Cool, of their suggestions is number one, retire some of the good guys. God damn it. Did you watch the last episode?
I think I'm still one behind.
No one is on screen for more than 30 seconds. Each little subplot.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Mohinder, you have to stop. Next. Hero, we are in Australia. Next. Next, other guy. Stop. Okay, next. Arthur Petrelli. Okay, wait, next. No, Siler. No, wait, next.
Wait, running chick. Wait, no.
Between commercial breaks, there was like 10 segments each. It was ridiculous. There was 42 acts in that fucking show. Number two was make the heroes smarter. Which, sure. Number three was get back to the roots, which... There seemed to be roots for the first couple of episodes.
No, that's not
roots.
This is the only thing greater than you.
That show was retarded from the very first.
Roots? You didn't like Roots? Oh, wait, no, you Heroes.
Racist bastard.
God, you probably sent out those Obama flyers. Number four is get a new bag of tricks, which basically they just keep doing the same thing over and over. And they don't know where they're going, which brings you number five, find a big vision and set an end date. The show's just flopping around.
Well, now everybody is fucking related to everybody else. Like,
and every good guy is evil, every evil guy is good. It's a soap opera with superpowers, that's it. They keep bringing people back from the dead. This show follows, like, soap opera rules. Exactly. And amnesia shit... They do comas, they do amnesia, they do back from the dead. Somebody needs an eye patch. They've done scars.
Yeah.
They need a midget,
yeah.
A witch, and an eye patch.
No, they need a... they need a Maria.
Maria. Esteban. Maria.
And then the close-up...
We already had Maria and Esteban. And we hate
oh, that's
Esteban
true.
And Maria.
Maya and Alejandro. You know
yeah, then that show's done.
Yeah,
they already had that.
Please cancel Heroes.
They pushed on this.
Please cancel Heroes. It's just terrible. And I keep watching it, and man, last episode, if you haven't seen the last one is maybe the worst one they've ever made. It doesn't make any sense. Nothing happens.
You can say that every week.
That's true. It does get worse. It's progressive. It's like cancer.
Terminal.
It is. The show is metastasized to the rest of humanity. It's terrible. Next thing. Getting close to the end here. Robert Downey and replacement black dude have signed on for the Avengers movie. They're the only ones.
What up, Don Cheadle?
So.
I don't know. I'm down.
Avengers movie. Yeah. Somebody said in the chat, and I agree with him, if they make it like the Ultimates, I think I would like it. Like, if they were like, oh my god, we need a superhero team because shit is going down.
Yeah.
And like some guys don't want to join, some guys do, and
if they look,
they kind of infight a little bit, you know?
If they look at the comics and see what they did right and take out the best parts, it's possible. I mean,
it's possible, and you know
Ultimate X-Men would have been, or X-Men 3 would have been good if they had stayed to what Whedon was writing for X-Men. Because it's the exact same thing, except his is awesome.
Yeah.
Whedon had such a small part.
No, I know.
He had two jokes in the first.
No.
I'm saying the comics.
I'm saying if they had looked at the comic and stayed to the comics storyline, then the movie would have been awesome.
No, it just needed to not have been directed by an
ass. Speaking of, so Andrew from the Whedonverse came out this week. The actor, Tom Link, that plays Andrew.
No.
And then they kind of...
Please tell me he's dating NBH.
No.
God damn it.
They were talking about how, like, the Andrew character was never supposed to be gay, but Whedon said like, Andrew was so, Tom Link was so super gay that they just rolled with it. So like they had him having a crush on Warren and a crush on Spike and the funny thing was I watched Angel all the way through over the last 3 months.
He shows up right towards the end.
Yeah, he shows up right at the end. Mm-hmm. He's working with, you know, the Slayer initiative or whatever. Anyway, so he's in Italy, and Angel shows up, and he's just blabbering about something, and he says, like, yeah, it'd be... He was talking about having the army of Slayers, and he's like, it's just like X-Men, except for the really shitty third act or whatever.
Wow.
Which I thought was funny, because that's awesome. Whedon didn't write that episode, but I'm sure it was a tribute to him, so...
That was a little nudge, like, nudge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last thing. Alright, did you ever see Tokyo Gore Police?
No, I never got a chance.
This commercial that's on YouTube is either from the movie or for the movie, but since I don't speak Japanese, I don't know. But it is a toy wrist cutter for Japanese girls. It's a razor blade that you can slice across your wrists and it leaves blood, and they're like,
razor blade cut me, ow!
Like, and I don't know if it happens.
And apparently, Battle Royale just did too close to home.
Yeah, right? I don't know if it's like you saw Tokyo Gore Police and it was awesome. Now buy our fake kill yourself kit, or if that happens in the movie, I can't tell.
Wow! Oh my god!
And it really is.
Oh my god!
It really is like.
Oh, yay! Yay!
Eli, you've got to find this, and we need it to take it to the office.
Yeah, does Denise already have one of these?
Like you slash and then,
yatta!
Yeah, yatta! I'm dead!
Yes. Oh my god!
2008 Forever Dreams LLC is what it says at the end. I'm like, wow.
Forever Dreams.
Forever Dreams? Like.
And here's what creepy. This is what I can't tell. Boing Boing's wording, okay? Creepy fake wrist cutter commercial. Does it mean fake commercial or fake wrist cutter in a commercial? You have to say that backwards. So, moving on to mail sack. Moving on to mail sack.
Oh, wait, do you want to go over... Okay, first of all, we're at an hour and 12 minutes.
I know, so we need to hurry.
We don't have Denise here yelling at us.
I know, we need to hurry. Why, what are we going to go over?
So last weekend, Eli was...
Oh, story.
Convention shit.
Josh, story time.
I went with a bunch of the guys from the office and a couple of girls down to Austin to the lake house to drink myself into a stupor.
Sure.
Mission fucking accomplished, sure. By the way. Oh, God. We get there Friday night, and it's a lake house in the middle of nowhere. It turns out there's two of them side by side, like 10 feet apart.
Okay.
And at the other house, there is a bachelor party going on. A whole bunch of fucking frat boy idiots. But they got there before we did. They've already built a huge bonfire in the backyard. So we're like, okay.
Which is probably illegal.
Whatever. Who cares? So we figure we'll go out there, we'll be nice, we'll, you know, drink with them and whatever. So they're complete assholes. And it's a frat party and they're all fucking drunk and horny. And there's like four girls that came with us. Three of them are the super girlfriend or wife of guys that are with us.
Right.
And one of them is Jen.
I think she classifies as a guy.
Yeah. Almost. So, listeners may remember that one podcast. That
yeah. Now, Jen has balls.
But she also scissored, remember?
Right.
So, the drunk guys are, like, all over the other girls. And eventually, like, the husband's boyfriend's, like, they say something, they're like, dude, back off. Like, it's my wife. They get it. And they're like, oh, cool, sorry.
These are all the party guys? These are not your people?
Yeah, there's all the party guys from next door. So, like, they finally get it. Except for one. Who is fucking plastered, keeps coming back to the fire. He's, like, talking girls up, being, like, a little bit suggestive and trying to, like, give them back rubs and shit.
Do you like burritos?
Yeah, whatever. So he's basically being a complete asshole to everybody. We eventually get him to, like, go back inside or whatever.
So you combined your parties? I don't understand.
There are two houses that are side by side and there's a bonfire in the backyard.
You had the same backyard.
Yes.
Oh. It's just a big-ass open area.
Yeah, it's just a big... I have photos. It's just a big field behind the houses.
Sure.
So we're out there later. We finally started drinking a lot. I'm down there with Jen, and because I know that Jen is the only girl down there that's capable of taking care of herself, we can see into the back of their house because their back of their house is all glass, and so they're all in the kitchen and they're all drinking and doing shots and dumb shit. And I give Jen a task. I'm like, I bet you can't go in there and get me one of their beers. So I'm sending Jen into the lion's den because I'm pretty sure. He can kick the shit out of anything.
If this story ends with rape, I'm going to be very upset.
No.
Keep going.
So Jen goes in there, and she's talking, and she's laughing, and she starts doing shots with them. So I'm like, okay, cool, they've accepted her as one of their own. She's holding her own, there's no danger yet. And then she comes walking out with a beer for me, and I'm like, oh, hell yes, now I win. I get one of their beers. But it's already open. It's a fucking Lone Star Light, which is the lowest of the low. And I go to take a drink, but it smells weird. So I hand it back to Jen. I'm like, does this smell weird to you? And she kind of smells it, and she's like, what the fuck? And she hands it to Mikey, and she is, hey, Mikey, does this smell weird to you? But Mikey's already drunk. He just starts drinking it.
Oh, no.
So a couple of, like, swigs into it, he's like... They've been spitting chew into the bottles.
Oh, my God. I thought we were going to say piss, but that's maybe even worse.
That's probably way worse.
Yeah. So he's like, spitting out chaw.
That's great.
That was night one. Night two... The party boys next door rented a party bus to go to the party strip club in Party Austin.
Okay.
Leaving their house unguarded.
In Austin, they just call that a cab.
Whatever. It was actually a bus.
I'm saying all destinations are strip clubs in Austin. So.
So we built our own bonfire. We got fucking amazingly drunk. Sure. And then Jen and I basically leaned over to Jen out by the campfire and was like, we need to go break into the house. So,
wow, felonies, so that's cool.
Oh, and I'm talking about it. And technically it's not, I'll get to that. So we walk to the back of the house. The house is two stories, it's glass, like all the way up. And there's a deck on the ground floor and a deck on the second floor above. So we go up to the ground floor to like where the kitchen was, where she went in last night. We're knocking on the doors, we're knocking on the glass, like nobody's there, but everything's locked. So we go up the stairs on the deck, up there, to like where the big living room area is. And we're doing the same thing, and nobody's answering. And I realize that there's a whole bunch of bedrooms along the side, and they all have sliding doors too. So I start going to every room in the house from the outside and, like, trying to...
Using your cat burglar skills.
Yeah, sure. So I find one that's unlocked. I find one that's unlocked, and I slide it open, and I turn around, and all of a sudden, all I hear, it sounds like somebody's turned on a water hose. I turn around, and Jen has dropped her pants and is pissing all over their deck.
Wow.
Like, it sounds like when you hold your thumb over the end of the hose, and it sounded like that, and... We're on the upstairs.
So she pisses like a racehorse.
She pissed like a gallon. She'd been drinking all night and hadn't gone yet.
Wow.
All over the deck, like, kind of penguining around on the deck. And it's raining through and just...
It's raining piss!
It just covered everything, all of the patio furniture on the deck below.
Wow.
And... I'm giving way, schoolgirl. She's cackling like an old witch.
Like a pissing drunk girl?
Yes. And
God damn.
Yeah, and so at that point, I basically can't control my laughing anymore. I tell her to pull her pants up. We go inside, we hug loogies, and then milk in the bridge. That's really
wow.
hard. But it's not breaking and entering because we didn't have to break anything.
It was just entering and entering and pissing.
Technically, it was just trespassing.
Entering and urinating. It might be considered destruction of property.
Maybe. But that wasn't me. That was me.
Wow. I'm scared of her.
But it was amazing. Like, it was so long. Her pissing was long.
Sure, no.
Yeah, that's what I was like, so, wait. That was probably the most amazing part of the story.
That's the peak of the story, and it's all taking off from there on.
Oh, internet just died. Can we confirm?
I still have internet.
Oh, I don't have internet, but now I do. It'll come back. I'm over Ustream at this point. I don't care anymore. Ustream can eat my balls. Alright, so let's move on to questions. We're gonna have to just pick a few and move on because we're almost out of time here. Number one. And forgive me if you asked a thoughtful question. I'm just going to have to skip it.
We'll pick them up next week.
No, we won't, because then we'll have more. This is what happens when you skip a week. We get fucking backlogged. What was everyone's costume this year? And I think we know Josh's. Josh went as... I don't think we're broadcasting, but...
Are you still recording?
It's broken.
Damn it.
I mean, I'm recording audio.
As soon as this is over...
I'm going to tell everybody.
Oh, please do that in the bathroom.
Your stream's full.
Yes, I'm going to do that in the bathroom.
So, anywho.
But I'm leaving the leg warmers
Josh went as Fancy Bastard. Josh, Eli did not.
No, I went as myself.
And
supporting the Fancy Bastard. I was off from work, so.
Well, we all went as the desktop.
Yes.
Which is evidenced on the thing. God. Okay, it's back. I hate Ustream. Ustream can eat a dick. It's off again. Ustream's good. There's going to be like 10 5-second recordings that I'm going to have to go find and delete now. I didn't go into anything, but we built the Boo costume for our daughter, which is like a Henson-level costume.
Which is awesome.
It's and
I want to see that when we're done, like, okay. The actual work.
As we probably should have predicted, she enjoyed the suit but hated the hat, and the hat was where most of the work went. So we're actually...
You do have a good picture of her.
Yeah. We're going to go pick up some... we're going to go pick up some more of the fabric while we still can, and then remake it the suit for next year and get her to wear the hat, because the hat took like a week to make. So, just we're getting our money's worth out of this fucking costume. That question was from Neekman, who also wanted to point out that he met John Hodgman, the PC, and there's a link to it in the question.
Yeah, I posted on that.
He also posted in the forum. So.
Yeah, I posted on the forum about that, and I discussed that because that guy is... he published Bruce Campbell's book.
Yeah, John Hodgman's awesome.
Yeah, which was... It was just weird that even got brought up.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. We'll skip that. Let's see. Okay, here's one. This is actually pretty good. From Johnny Ace. What movie on this Halloween-ish theme did you see as a kid that scared the fuck out of you, but then you realized later wasn't scary at all? And then Mutant Enemy answers with an answer that I can echo. The end of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, when Judge Doom goes all nuts and screams in the high-pitched voice.
That didn't scare me.
Scared the shit out of me! Oh my god!
That really scared me as a kid.
That made me pee.
I remember watching that, I think, in like second or third grade, but not...
That killed me.
Poltergeist scared the shit out of me.
I never saw it.
That really terrified me.
As a kid. I mean, I only saw it as an adult.
Well, no, as a kid, it scared me, and then when I saw it when I was older, I was like, eh.
Well, but, I mean, it's still, even when you're older, it's still like a good, like, ghost story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
was more scared by disturbing things than things that were supposed to be scary. No, you know what? Okay, the fly, when he starts pulling his teeth out, scared the shit out of me.
Oh, I know.
That was so fucking creepy.
I know it scared me as a kid, and obviously now it's not that bad, but it was V, the final battle.
I never saw that.
When,
keep in mind that you're 14 years older than me.
Right. there was, like, an episode, well, because they're, like, the lizard people, they have the lizard, like, they have, like, human skin above, like, their lizard alien skin.
Right.
And at the very end of the season...
No, wait, can they actually disguise themselves as humans like that?
That's like the whole point. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So they it's like a reptile, like snake, where they can like shed the skin, and then it's all like...
Okay,
like a snake, you know, just whatever. Hmm. Just laying
I'm
on
just going to go out on a limb here. But is there ever one point, like if you were to like stab one of them, and they're all like gooey lizardy on the inside, did that ever actually happen in an episode?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I saw that when I was like... Four.
Oh, you're unrepressing a memory?
I didn't repress a memory. I just had no idea what it was from.
Yeah, that's what
I remember some dude getting stabbed, and it was all like reptilian and gross on the inside, and that gave me fucking nightmares.
Legend scared the shit out of me.
Just real quick, the only one thing that scared me was at the end of a season. This lady gives birth, and then she gives birth to, like, a reptile baby thing.
Ugh.
And I saw that, and it freaked me out, and, like, I was ruined.
Oh.
And it was creepy for back in the day, and then when you watch it, you're like...
Fly 2 had a woman giving birth to a insect larva, and that ruined my brain afterwards. Also, Legend scared the shit out of me, and The Last Unicorn. The devil in The Last Unicorn scared the fuck out of
that
me.
That was probably...
You know,
I think had just reached that age of, like, I'm a big boy.
You were 28.
Stronger than this. Yeah. But still living at home. Yeah.
And when it was 1980.
There was a movie with Dennis Quaid called Dreamscape.
Never saw it.
It's like... It's basically Nightmare on Elm Street. Oh, that was another one that creeped me out.
I've got one that's so
good. But basically... like, they can go into people's dreams.
That's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, and Dennis Quaid's in it, and he's, like, the good guy, and then there's, like, a villain. And in one of the episodes, or in at the towards the end of the movie, Dennis Quaid is afraid of snakes, and the bad guy gets in the dream and turns his upper torso into like a cobra, but his lower half is still human.
Saw that episode of Buffy.
And yeah, I was like, back then that kind of creeped me out because it looked. It was all like stop motion.
Surreal.
It was like stop motion, but it
was
time,
like Ray Harryhausen graphics.
Yeah, it was getting better at the time, so I was like, "Oh, that kind of creeped me out." The whole dream thing kind of creeped me out because I was like, "That could happen," because you don't know that. That
no,
once they get in your head,
what are you gonna do?
I've got the lamest one, the Ewok movie.
How is that scary? That was retarded.
When the guy goes underwater and they throw the crystal in the water and the surface freezes and he can't come up, I had a fear of drowning when I was a kid.
Oh, okay, I can see that.
And when he comes up and he's beating on the surface of the water and he's about to, like, that made me so fucking nervous and anxious that I couldn't watch it. That was fucking scary.
Yeah, I can't really think. I mean, it's funny. I was watching Bravo's 100 Scariest Moments yet again last night. For like the 8th time in the week.
Right.
They had a lot of good stuff that I do remember as a kid. Like kind of like the shinning.
The shinning.
Creeped me out as a kid.
It's a shinning!
Amityville Horror actually creeped the shit out of me. I had problems sleeping after watching that.
I've got
the original. Not the remake. The remake's right. Stupid. But the original was good. Because, and that was because I read the book also as a kid. And that book is fucked up. That book is pretty good, but I mean, it's legitimately scary because they're like, this is a real place and it really happened and you're going to believe it.
And you're going to
die. You can't go check it on the internet.
This is how you're going to die.
You can't check stuff on the internet yet.
Right. There is no internet to find out this is not true.
Everything you're reading is real.
Yeah, and then I wake up.
Why is this show internet?
That's the horror.
Yeah, the horror aspect of it. There's no internet.
God, there's no internet! Oh, let me just check. Oh, Wikipedia. Okay.
Oh, you're still there.
300 more! No!
Then you wake up from a second. Ding! Bong!
Ding! No! Those are the sounds of my nightmares. Oh, man.
No, Logan Cable, no!
There was a Hellraiser where a guy spends like most of the movie with no skin, and I saw
that's
it.
Every Hellraiser.
Oh, yeah. That's number two.
He's like in a white heaven room area, like floating on a platform, and he has no skin. And yeah, I think it's creeped two. The shit out of me.
We
too.
Watched before Rick left. We watched.
Oh God! Watcher in the Woods. It was an old Disney movie, but it wasn't really Disney. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, basically anything Disney back then is like, scary as shit.
It was British, though, but it was on the Disney Channel.
The British are all about scaring the shit out of you. That's just how they roll.
Especially children.
Yeah.
Dude, all that shit.
That?
We have no sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to look it up now. They just popped in there.
My glassy blank eyes communicate my lack of a soul.
Everything they did was pretty creepy. Like Disney back then. Like early stuff. Like even the fucking... Headless Horseman, the animated version.
No, that was scary.
God, that was...
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Because
like,
their animation was so realistic. Whoa, hey. All right, moving on. This is from Trouble Ticket. Long time, first time. He would like me to point out that his webcomic is at troubleticketcomic.com, though he did specifically ask me to pimp his webcomic, which is just... Stay classy, San Diego.
Nice.
What's your most embarrassing costume moment? I told mine before.
I'm pretty sure all of my embarrassing costume moments have already been shared on the internet.
Yours is right now. It's happening live as we speak.
Are we broadcasting?
We are again now, yeah. Mine was that time that I went to school dressed as a cowboy and no one else dressed up. It was like what happened to Pam.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Except you didn't look like Hitler.
It wasn't Halloween, but it was a costume moment. It was cowboy day and I was the only one that dressed up.
I
had chaps on.
Man, I don't know. I don't really have any like malfunction or... Because like when I was going to art school and whatnot, like I just got drunk.
Like, that was your costume?
Yeah, I showed up as a drunk.
More drunk Eli.
And then when I was younger, I don't know, my mom like made all my outfits, so I guess that was kind of embarrassing. It's like, I want to be a ninja! And she's like, I'll make it. No, well, no, wait.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. Before anybody starts making anything, let's talk about
here.
This. Why can't we go out and buy it again? And she's
no
like,
pesos.
No, that's not how it works. And I'm like, can I be a pirate? And he's like, I can make that too. Damn it. Let me think. What is out of your range? What can't you make?
A spaceman. Now I've got spaceman close. When I was a kid, one of my costumes, and actually it wasn't even embarrassing, but it embarrassed me for like no reason at all. I was like 5, and I went as a hobo because, you know, transients aren't sacrilegious, so they're okay. There was a classification of costume that was okay. Cowboys, pirates, policemen, hobos, those are all not evil.
What you could be when you grow up.
Right, hobos. Things that I actually had the ability to become. That were grounded in reality. So I was a hobo, and when the costume was done, I was embarrassed because it looked like too much like a hobo, I guess. I was like, my clothes are torn, and I look stupid. And my mom's like, that's what hobos look like. And I'm like, no.
Hobos are going to the exact same thing you are right now. Yeah. They're like in a corner.
I'm covered in piss. She's like, no, we're almost done. Pee yourself. And I'm like, no, I don't want to.
Is it bad to drink urine? I think so.
So.
Even if it's your own?
Well, what are you talking about? This reminds me of the thread from the last comic where I was asking everybody at my old house. We let kids, you know, get candy. And one kid shows up just wearing a trash bag. Just a black Glad bag.
That's so sad.
And nothing else.
Okay, I never had to do that. I was usually like,
he appeared to have some kind of makeup on his face that had been mostly rubbed off.
That was actually just the trash that was in the trash bag. Maybe. Before he put it in.
So I asked the Fancy Bastards, what was that kid supposed to be? And the general consensus was that he was a California raisin. And I'm like, no!
Oh, that is such a callback.
This was 3 years ago. That kid's never heard of a California raisin. There's no way. He was 8 years old.
No. He's just a raisin.
My thought was that he was a trash bag.
Like, or he was a baby that was found in the trash.
Yeah, a dumpster baby.
Dumpster baby, oh, okay.
DB.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But I mean, I saw a picture of someone dressed up as an abortion.
Was he tan? Wait, how do you just, like, jam a coat hanger in your eye?
No, he was in a giant clear bag with a coat hanger sitting on the top, and he put, like, strawberry, like, jam all on the inside.
Abortion
and,
juice, sure, yeah, why not?
And then he walked around with the in the bag.
That's awesome.
It was pretty kick-ass. And then Palin ran for, or was picked.
Shut up. We can get through this pretty quick. Let's see. Question. No.
I'm
not gonna answer that one. That's gonna take us too long. Let's just talk. Is there anything else about Halloween that we want to share? Any Halloween best worst moments? Uh-huh. What are you, 6 now? What are you talking about? And then I was a vampire, and then I had some teeth.
It was actually a pretty cool toy. It was a big plastic, like the plant that eats people, Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, thing.
It was like that, except it had like the mouth was open and it had little plastic teeth in there, and you had tweezers and you had to pull a tooth out. And then if it was pissed off, it would, like, bite
sure, it was
your hand off.
Plant Dentistry the game. That's like the 80s.
Cool. That doesn't make sense.
That defines the 80s.
I wanted to dress up my big, giant, fat cat as the Hunt for Red October.
But you really should.
As the Red October itself?
Yeah, well,
you really should.
It would have been a costume.
One pink kitty.
You could have dressed up one of the other cats.
Well, no. The top part of him would have been the submarine, and then the bottom part would have been, like
another submarine.
Like a grass skirt, like, but blue. So whenever he, like, laid down, it's like it's submerging. And then when he stood up, it's like he's...
No.
Wait, no. You need to think about the fact that he's always, like, laying on one side. And the submarine should be coming out of his stomach, like, surfacing.
Yeah, that's what... That was going to be the whole point. But,
wow.
I don't know. I'm just thinking, someday when I buy a house and I start handing out candy, that's going to be, like, the most elaborate, scare the shit out of children, like...
The best costume I ever put effort into for myself was it was probably the year 2000, 2001, where we had been fighting Verizon for over a year to get DSL installed in our apartment and, like, chronicling the adventures of it on LiveJournal. Like, every time something crazy would go wrong, like either they'd show up to install it and like, oh, forgot all the equipment and then leave.
Fancy that.
Or they would charge us for canceling multiple accounts that we never even had. We'd get bills for over $900.
Over 9,000!
Like canceling accounts that they never installed. It was this crazy shit. And a friend of ours worked at Verizon. So we went as, I went as the president of Verizon, who was Satan, and I got glue on, like I glued horns to my head, did full Satan makeup.
Like Lauren style?
Yes. I was Lauren but red, and Lauren didn't exist yet, but I was full red in face, black under the eyes, and then I was wearing khakis, a Verizon shirt,
uh-huh.
An official Verizon badge, and then a red and black cloak with a skull clasp. And that was like the most I ever went out for a costume. That was pretty difficult.
There was one year that when I was going to art school, I with my art buddies, we were going to go down to the gay parade,
mm-hmm.
which happens on Halloween.
Did that happen? Yeah. Have you ever done that? Because you really should do that once.
Like, no.
Okay. Well, technically, I still
it was
haven't.
Last weekend, obviously.
Okay. Well, technically, I still haven't gone because then one year that we were going to go, we're going to go that evening, and I drank an entire bottle of Goldschlager and woke up. in my kitchen the next day, like at 4.
Next to a gay man?
Everyone was surprised.
Well, no, my two friends dressed up as geishas. Well, because they were girls and they wanted me to be like the samurai. My hair was long enough back then to do that. So I put the back into a ponytail.
Like a Mexican?
Yeah.
Sarai?
Yeah. Well, I was like the Mexican who works like as
a
Samican? No.
Did you eat that fourth taco that you didn't want?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I was the starving. Mexican who worked at the Asian restaurant.
You said I didn't want it. Go on.
I had alcohol poisoning.
Okay. Almost died. Josh, no costume moments? No Halloween or costume moments?
That were awesome? Or
I knew some guys that would trick-or-treat like in July just to be assholes. They would get dressed up and start knocking on people's doors, and they got a shotgun pulled on them.
That's pretty cool.
That was pretty good.
That happened all the time, though, but not around Halloween time.
And
for
not
me.
Having anything to do with trick or treating.
No. But it just happened. Like, I'd go over to a friend's house and they'd pull out a shotgun. I was like, oh,
hey, I should probably go. Yes, you probably should.
Oh.
Any costumes you've ever seen? This is from Monkey Bear. Where you went? Why didn't I think of that? Seems like every year someone's got the guy
Duff that, man that
was good.
That was a good Duff.
That was fantastic, actually.
The first guy that ever did,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, guys. Oh, those are so well.
Yeah, look at Eli's photos on Flickr to see those. The first guy that ever did the I'm a YouTube video costume... Shut up. The first guy that did a YouTube video costume I thought was pretty original.
Actually, when I was in Chicago, I was talking to my friend Cassidy, who I was trying to... Did you get that link that I just sent you? I guess you can't see anything. It's on Facebook. Anyway... Her and Alex, like, okay, you guys know the Saturday Night Live skit with Will Ferrell as Harry Carey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cubs win!
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
It's Harry Carey!
If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself?
I know I would. Cover myself in spice mustard. Wash it all down with a nice cold Budweiser. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah, this skit was great.
The two of them... decided when Cassidy still lived here. She's the one in red. Did you get that?
Yeah,
link?
Okay. Looking at it.
That's Cassidy.
Sure. Believe you.
They dressed up as Harry Carey Krishnas.
Oh my god.
And so they had like they had the long, like, you know, orangey robe thing, but they had the big ass glasses with like pins on them that they had the big Cubs thing. And they were handing out flyers for their religion, which is Harry Carey Krishnas. And it was awesome. Like it was. I saw the pictures. I need to see if Alex has those. I'll see if I can repost them. But that was pretty fantastic because it's very original in the sense of like it worked out really well. And the whole time they just walked around like, "Hey everybody!
If you were a hot dog,
I know I would cover myself in spice and mustard and relish.
Hey, if the moon was made of green cheese, would you eat it?
I know I would."
His show was like Secrets of the Universe with Harry Carey.
It's a very simple question, yes to no. Because, he's all, I don't understand what it is you're
Jeff
asking.
Goldblum was one of the guests on it.
Yeah, that was the one where he asked him if he was on top of himself. That was an awesome costume. I saw a lot of like the iPods online.
Those are no longer interesting.
Yeah. Well, there was one where the guys had actual interactive screens, and I was like, that's kind of cool, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't care.
Like, you know.
The first person that did the I'm the iPod commercial, you know, blacked out with like a green poster board behind them, that was funny, but only once.
I did like the guy at the con, and that's why I knew that the Star Wars Fan Days was going to be good, because I was like, it's a week before Halloween.
Yeah.
So you're going to see a lot of people like
practicing
and testing out their stuff, but the Chef Vader that they had, that was pretty good. It was the guy with the whole like chef get up, but he had a plate with the head of Jar Jar on it.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
And I was like, fantastic. Like, what else? I don't know. I've seen a one night stand. That was kind of funny.
That?
It was somebody wearing like a lampshade on their head.
I'll tell you one of the worst high concept costumes I've ever seen. Where I used to work, the manager of the building was this, like, cougar MILF, like, I'm 55, but I'm trying to look 25, and I'm hitting on every guy that comes in here, and it was really depressing. And all the guys that I worked with were like, she's fucking hot for an old chick! And I'm like, she is depressing and sad for anything. She would wear her costume. She put an entire table on her head. Like a little table. I don't know if she made it out of foam or whatever. A whole picnic setting on the table on her head. Uh-huh. It was like 4 feet wide. And then she wore a pink bathrobe. And we're like, what the fuck are you? Like crazy lady with table on head? I'm gum! I'm gum under a table! And we just kind of stared at her like,
you're retarded. That is reaching so hard.
Because my bathrobe's pink. I'm like, you look like an idiot. And it's not even funny, so it's not worth it.
So I just found the picture of what Alex was for Halloween.
Okay.
At the Azura. I just sent you the link. Mm-hmm. And,
okay.
Well, it's on Facebook, so you have to come look
God
at
damn
it.
God damn it.
It's on fuck. It says content not found.
What?
Your link's wrong.
All right, well, there's what Alex was for Halloween.
What is he?
Oh my god!
He's Doc Brown.
He's Doc Brown from the future!
Send me the link again.
Okay. That would have gone really well with the McFly we had at the office.
Why did he win?
How did you get these two together?
Why did he win? I mean, I get it. It's funny.
It was well done, but it was boring.
But it was really
simple.
It was
boring and it was old.
Try that.
Content not found. Don't worry about it. Alright, so that's it. Hijinks and Sue podcast number 34, Halloween episode. Not very Halloween-y. Not too many Halloweeners, but hey, whatever. Denise wasn't here, so that, you know, my heart just wasn't in it.
There was a lot less racism.
Yeah, that's the problem. My heart just wasn't in it. Because I've got nowhere to direct my
minorities in the room,
blind hate. Though I did actually say the N-word in this one.
What?
Quietly. When I was yelling about Obama. So, let me see. Wow, future Doc Brown. That is a really good costume.
Yeah, and then I guess like crippled Indiana Jones or something.
Wow.
I don't know what that is.
All right. That's a fighting panda. All right, so we're done. Podcast number 34. Thanks for hanging out. Check out hijinksandsue.com, the comic. Check out the forum at click the forum button on the main website. Lots of good geeky conversations going on there. Many like-minded people that if you're listening to this, you will probably enjoy talking to them. Ustream can eat a dick because it's dead again. It's the biggest piece of shit service I've ever used. I hate it, but it's free.
Totally free. Yeah. And providing valuable service to you.
To suck.
You should complain some more.
And also go to hijinksandsue.com. The new Groverfield shirts and team shirts are available. I'm actually wearing the Groverfield shirt, which you can't see because the video is dead. And what else?
Go out and vote, motherfuckers.
Vote, you cocksuckers! Don't fuck it up. Do not fuck this up, America.
Please. Nation.
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 Don't fuck this up,
Do
Nation.
Not fuck this up. Hey, Colbert officially endorsed Obama, so.
Yeah, gave him a shirt and everything.
Yeah. You haven't seen his endorsement?
I'm like, yeah.
He endorses him because it's now the cool thing for Republicans to endorse Obama. And he doesn't want to be left out.
But he's not, well, he was saying he didn't.
But he's not going to vote for him.
Right.
He's just going to endorse him.
He said that in a shocking turn of events that McCain should endorse, like, Obama.
To prove he's a maverick.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
All right, we're done. What's with running on empty? What a horrible music choice.
Well, we're running on empty.